swear you know a babby once, you hairy old yahoo. I'll bet your kinfolk got a fright when they set eyes on you. You must have lived up in a tree on gruelling mouldy bed, a haunting all the countryside until the neighbours fled to two.
Skipper Rogus beckonbowses, sits alongside him.
Ahoy, mate. Join me here. And don't be teasing poor brother Terillus. He can't help being the way he is. Some of the young scamps round here needs a creature like Terillus to keep him in line.
Bowsy reached for a plate of carrot and onion pasties.
Ach, you're in misery. How can it take to a beast who doesn't know how to smile?
As the hare selected a pasty, Terillus wrapped his paw, making him release it. The brother chided Bowsy.
Don't touch until the Father Abbot has said grace.
The mountain hare's ears stood rigid. He was about to reply when Glisson began the grace.
We who toiled with right good zeal for the food that makes this meal, let us pause and spare a thought. Without good cooks, 'twould taste like naught. To Friar Skirpel and his crew, our heartfelt thanks we give to you.
The Redwallers applauded this new grace and the one it was directed at. Friar Skirpel covered both eyes with his flour-dusted paws, shuffling to and fro in the way moles do when acknowledging a compliment.
Well, nay, I weren't doing no more than my duty.
Then Abbot Glisson made an announcement.
Friends, if any beast owns or possesses a key, Samuelus Fixer would like to see it. Also, if you know of any door in our abbey which would require a key, please let Samuelus, Biskey, Dwink, or gatekeeper Umphrey see where it is. Oh, and there'll be a reward for whoever finds the key or the door. Thank you. Please enjoy your dinner.
The very tiny mouse babe's paw shot up as he piped out.
Please, Father Habit, can I stay up late to look for doors and keys, please?